Earlier this month, two UN investigators went missing in a remote area of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and now the UN confirms their bodies have been found. Human rights groups are demanding answers, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
American Michael Sharp and Swedish national Zaida Catalan were traveling in the Kasai region to report for the UN on a recent uptick in violence and human rights abuses. Holly Dranganis of the activist group called the Enough Project says the UN investigators play a critical role.
Both of them did very brave, difficult work in dangerous situations, and it was all in order to expose human rights violations and put pressure on authorities who might be able to do something about it.
Dranganis, who's a friend of Sharp's, is calling for an independent investigation. She says Sharp, who's in his 30s, knew the country well. He was working on a peace and reconciliation program for the Congolese Protestant Council of Churches when NPR's Gregory Warner came across him 2 years ago.
I met Michael Sharp on a commuter boat crossing Lake Kivu in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Not far from the lake were rebel-held forests, where every few weeks Sharp would walk, unarmed, to the base of a particularly fearsome rebel group called the FDLR. And there he would sit in the shade of banana trees to drink tea, practice his Swahili, and listen to these rebel stories.
You can always listen. You can always listen to people who want a chance to talk about how they see the world.
Sharp told NPR at the time about the group's effort to persuade hundreds of rebels to lay down their arms.
We try to build relationships and just interact. The more we interact, the more they trust us to turn themselves into us.
This week, Sharp's father wrote on his Facebook page that he was informed that two Caucasian bodies, a male and a female, were found in shallow graves in the area where authorities were looking for his son. It was a message, he says, he had never hoped to write. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.